I think it came too fast. You know, you get hit with a 40-degree day now, and you're going to feel like it's freezing, man.
You know what, though? It was nice. And you know what? Last year, and somebody, I don't know if one of the newscasters was held a, you know, a yardstick up and said, this is what we had for snow on the ground last year. And it was like, there was like 40 or 45 inches of snow on the ground on March 10th last year.
You guys were crazy busy, unlike a lot of seasons. We learned a lot last year. As a matter of fact, I think from coming on and talking about our problems here at the station and problems at the homes and what you ever going through, many people were on the lookout this year. We didn't get a lot of snow, but we could have cut down on service calls by sweeping the snow away, you know.
Yeah, no, it was, like I said, you know, we changed, for a guy my age to change something that he's been doing for, you know, for 30 or 40 years, it took something. You know, this year was, you know, I mean, maybe this was a typical winter. I don't think it was. I think, you know, more snow would have been typical. But, you know, that the we still had that cold weather. We still had those freeze-ups.
We
you
did.
Know, that 10 below, we had, you know, we had, you know, 125 phone calls on that Sunday, you know, for snow heats and things. But we didn't have 1,000 phone calls, which is what we would have had 10, 15 years ago before this preventive maintenance and before people becoming aware and before, you know, people upgrading stuff before it broke. You know, here in New England, we can't throw anything away. You know, we got to wait until it's, you know, it's being held up by 2x4s and duct tape and bubble gum.
I have a weather station at the house, which of course also records records, you know, and... the wind chill was on my, and I haven't erased it or started it over for about 3 years. Wind chill record was on Valentine's Day this year at -33 here in this city.
It was cold. This was officially, this hurt. You know, you couldn't, you know, anything, you know, more than walking from your house to your car was just a, you know, a nightmare. We were in Portsmouth for the weekend, and it was, you know, it really stunk because you couldn't, you know, there was no, you know, window shopping. They were frosted over.
Well, look, you got a home show coming up.
Yep.
You could tell us what that's all about, where it is, and so forth.
Yeah, it's at the Radisson up in Manchester. It's sponsored by the New Hampshire Home Builders Association, which is just a great, great, great organization. They do a lot of government work for us builders and us, you know, us contractors. They look out for us on some of these wacky, you know, laws about, you know, at one time they wanted to have a sprinkler in every house, which is fine. If you want to put a sprinkler in every house, you can put a sprinkler, but, you know, don't mandate it. Years ago, they had this workman's comp thing going on for construction. You see, a lot of guys like myself, we don't cover ourselves under workman's comp. We have our own independent things. Our employees have workman's comp, but the owners don't. So the home builders sponsored. Anyways, it's we're getting political. It's up at the Radisson up in Manchester. It's a great show. It runs on Friday afternoon from like 1 to 8, Saturday 9 to 5, and Sunday 9 to 5 or something like that. But it's the biggest
home
show.
It's a trade show.
Yeah, well, it's a home show, but, you know, there's windows and jacuzzis.
Yeah, well,
and,
you know what it does is gets people out of the winter. I mean, last year we really welcomed it because it brought, we were just, you know, had cold weather and a lot of snow. So when you went to that home show, it brought the hope of spring. So hopefully you get enough attendance up there, even with the weather that it is now.
Well, actually, nicer weather will get people out because who's going to go out on it? I mean, we did one last year in Manchester, in the Nashua show last year. It snowed on that Saturday.
I remember that.
And, you know, there was nobody there. But I'll tell you what, the people who were there were awesome, awesome people because who else is going to go out and brave a blizzard to come out and talk to guys like us?
Yeah, right.
But what's nice? Well,
anybody that wants to, number one, save money, okay? These things are all for the betterment of your home and your future. Everything that you've taught us about comfort and so forth and so on. Yeah, it's going to cost, but in the long run, it's not. It's been helpful for everybody this year because the winter hasn't been as bad. Electric prices are down, and so is fuel.
Yeah. Well, the thing, too, is that we've got, believe it or not, politics, the government reinstated the tax credit. So if you haven't used them over the years, we've got like a $300 tax credit for water heater and there's a $200 tax credit for furnace. Plus, the utilities have their money. We ran out of money in September last year. So, you know, if you were to put in a brand new high-efficiency boiler like you have, only gas, with a water heater, is a $1,900 rebate. I mean, that's, you know, that's real money.
And where's that come from?
That comes from Liberty Utilities. Then if you put in the super-duper air conditioners, the Mitsubishis that I talk about, those ductless splits, some of those have up to like a $900 rebate.
Yeah.
So we're talking about some real money. We're not talking about a $25 gift card.
Liberty, that's a power service company.
Well, it's the gas company.
It's a gas company.
They've changed their name, you know, 10 times in the last 20 years. Yeah. But, you know, it was National Grid, then it was, you know, Energy North, and, you know, when it was the gas company when I was a kid. I don't don't think it even had a name.
Just a gas company.
Just a gas company. You know, it's like the bread guy.
So
or
they're the
guy.
Ones that could give you the rebate for those things.
Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah. You know, and myself and probably a lot of my competitors, you know, we'll do all the paperwork. We'll make sure that the machines, that we, the units that we use qualify. We'll give you all the forms pretty much filled out. Mm. You know, we try to make it as easy as possible.
When putting in a new heating or a central air conditioning that needs to be replaced, which you've already taught us that there are a lot of old systems in Nashua, and you don't only service Nashua, so this state has a lot of old equipment. Do you finance, or I mean, how does it work if somebody needs to put? We're talking $15,000-$20,000 systems.
We use a lot of equipment with Lennox, and Lennox is using, I think it's called Service First. They were using the old GE credit, and we've got a new financing program. So yes, to answer your question, if you asked me that question, you know, 2 months ago, no, we didn't do financing. Yes, we do financing.
Brilliant.
Now. And it's
about time.
Well, you know what it was, and it came down to, I guess, honesty, because, you know, we have to pay a certain amount of money in order for the customer to finance. And this new company has found a way to package it in depending on what equipment we purchase and stuff, so we can get some rebates. We get our costs back from the manufacturer, so it doesn't really cost us anything. But it was costing, you know, if it cost us 5 or 6%, you know, for somebody to finance, I mean, we, you know, most contractors, and I'll talk about my competitors slash allies, you know, we try to price everything just as inexpensive as possible. So we don't have 6% or 8% or 10% on top of a job. If we did, you know, we'd be basically stealing. So financing was an issue. So we found a way to make the financing all work, and you know, we're pretty psyched about it. Basically, we take a picture of your license. And it's an app on our phones. I mean, everything's an app on a phone or an iPad.
You're pretty proficient at it.
No, I have some awesome people that I work with who are awesome at it.
You can't send a text message, right?
Of course I can. You and I, you know, you just texted me 5 minutes ago. I said, where the hell are you? Where are you? But anyways, no, so we've got that all worked out. But the thing we're really excited about is the tax credits and the rebates. And then, you know, like one of the manufacturers, Lennox, we work with, you know, they've got up to, if you bought the best system, you could get another $1,500 rebate. So you're talking about getting, you know, a couple, you know, probably $2,000 back on, you know, a $10,000 or $12,000 job, which is, you know, 10-15%. You know, it's awesome. But
well, when people are looking sometimes, and I know it's kind of hard to absorb it in when you're just thinking about dollars, but the systems that they you're putting in, we're talking 30 years, man.
Oh yeah,
and that's the most important thing. We're talking these things are going to last and run efficiently for 30 years. That's an investment.
Yep. The other thing is, and we've talked about it before, is that, you know, comfort doesn't show up on a spreadsheet. There's no way to quantify comfort.
No.
But you know, you take a 30-year-old, you know, a 30-year-old system. You know, we're talking about saving 25-30% on your heating bill. You know, last year we had a long winter. You know, there was some real bad heating bills. This year wasn't that bad. But
when you do come in and you do the job that you do, you know, we've got old systems. You know, we've already been through mine. I like to use my example because I'm not alone. I mean, there are plenty of people that have systems like I do that are old. They're just, you know, done, worn to the bone. See you later. Do you take it upon yourself just as a courtesy thing to someone to say, hey, you might want to update your insulation? Do you talk about other things besides, look, I'll put a heating system in here and keep my mouth shut. That's easy.
No, we actually do. We talk about the whole package because it's it was an elderly gentleman, and to me that's got to be really old, was talking to me about how I great, Tony, you put in a heating system and you half the heat doesn't go up the chimney anymore, but you've done nothing to the house. So now we talk about, you know, getting, you know, with, you know, like I said, there's building efficiencies in Merrimack, there's, you know, Turntycle Solutions here in Nashua. They'll come in and they will, you know, seal the house up. They'll make that house, you know, come up to 2016 standards as far as the efficiencies go. One of the things we always used to change were windows because that's what we thought was the big one.
Yeah.
But, you know, really, it's the attic insulation. It's the leak. It's the holes in the house. If you wanna take it down to a...
Oh, boy.
You know, and we used to laugh as kids. You know, the wind would blow and the curtains would move, and it didn't dawn on us that, you know, we got to heat that air, you know?
I know, it's amazing where we've come, right?
Yeah.
I like a look at these old houses around here, which I really enjoy anyway, because we've got a lot of history here, and I'm just like, how did they do it? It's not like all of a sudden these winters have gotten colder. When I give out the record temperatures, they have been back in the 40s and 50s, a lot of them. boy, oh boy, they struggled.
You know, and but they didn't. They didn't know. You know, how can you miss something you've never had?
Fire. You know, more wood.
Exactly. Well, you go back. You know, you look at, you know, the 200 years of what I call central heating. You know, and you know they put the heater in the middle of the room. You know, with a gas.
Oh, that's central heating back then.
It you know, but in their minds, it could never get any better than that. You know, and then you know.
What do you think about pellet stoves, Tony?
I think they're awesome.
Do you use one?
No. You know what? I have this thing on a wall, and I turn it, and it makes my house hot.
I know.
pellet stoves are great for one big room. I mean, but it comes down to maintenance. Like when I drive to work, there's a guy that's going to those outdoor wood boilers. You know, and it's, oh yeah, the thing's the size of a 45-foot
truck. How do they get the heat in the house?
You tunnel into the ground, and it's a boiler. So, but I mean, this guy's got stacks of wood, and the stack's always going. But yeah, great. So he spends, you know, nothing for wood, but he's out there every morning stoking the thing, and he goes, probably comes home for lunch and puts some more wood.
That's old school, boy.
But he's saving. You know, he's got a pretty good size house. He's probably saving $3,000 or $4,000 a year.
It's March 10th, and we're coming out of a winter, but you to start to think about your AC now. I know it sounds funny to the ears, as it did in February, but in order to not have crunch time, and what we found out and learned, servicing, 90% of the issues come from not servicing. So if you service your AC with Tony now, you know what? No problem in June and July. And I think we're going to be running them a lot this year.
You know, and the thing is that systems break pretty much at the same place, you know, regardless of whose home it is. And that's basically what a service technician does. He just basically goes to where he knows the problem's going to be. This time of year, we're going to find a lot of mice that have gotten in the units and, you know, can chew the wires.
And they do that.
Yeah, we're going to find capacitors. Maybe the breakers are off. You know, things like that. And it's a very simple thing for us to check. And we probably did 15 or 20 of them yesterday, you know. Well, we had, you know, it was funny.
Good for you guys to be able to do that.
Well, we got to jump on it because it you know, it does get busy, and you know, we're no different than the tax guy. You know, as a matter of fact, I got to bring my stuff down to, you know, my tax guy. But, you know, how many people walk in on April, you know, April 10th and said, hey, I got to get my taxes done.
Yes,
you know, and
yes.
Then the tax guy goes, listen, the best I can do is basically, you know, bless it and send it down, and then we'll work on it in September, and if we've got to change it, we will. So, you know, don't wait. Don't be the April 10th tax guy is basically what we can.
No, don't. So get in while you can get an appointment, have them come out quick and easy, and then you won't have to be worrying about it in June and July. That's the best thing. We got to take a quick break. We'll come right back. TJ's in the house. Tony Joyce, joycecool.com is the website. I'm George.
Garden America, the country's most listened to gardening program. Join us every weekend.